Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me. This week, we continue our reflections in Romans chapter 1, and we will reflect on the one and only Jesus Christ. We've already spent a couple of weeks in verses 3 and 4 of Romans 1. Last week, we focused on verse 4, learning the Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And this week, we will learn that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is a profound title for the Son of God. Reading verse 4 will help, so let's get right into the Word of God. I'm reading now from the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 4. Jesus, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice how the verse ends, Jesus Christ our Lord. As we have gotten to know the Apostle Paul, it does not surprise us that he focuses our attention again and again on Jesus Christ. And here he gives Jesus the glorious and well-deserved title, Jesus Christ our Lord. As we get going this week, let's take this word by word like this. Jesus means Savior. Christ means the Anointed One. And Lord means Master. Jesus is our Savior from sin. God has anointed Jesus King. He rules us. And Jesus is our Master because he has bought us at the price of his life. We belong to him. We can also think of his names this way. Jesus is his personal name. Christ is his sovereign name. And Lord is his official name. It is not true that Jesus Christ means that his first name was Jesus and his last name was Christ. Without being irreverent, again, not wanting to be irreverent, Jesus' earthly father was not Mr. Joseph Christ. And Mary, his mother, was not Mrs. Mary Christ. No. Jesus is his name, and Christ is his name. Jesus Christ is his full name. And only he has this name. And this is the name above every name. The Apostle Paul likes to use this compound name for Jesus. Leon Morris, in his commentary on Romans, says Paul uses Jesus Christ 15 to 19 times in the book of Romans, depending upon how one reads the Greek language, and Paul uses the name Christ Jesus 13 to 16 times. And now I will quote Dr. Morris, Lord is combined with one or both of these names 17 times, to which our is added 12 times and your once. In all, he uses the full expression, Jesus Christ our Lord, about 68 times, whereas the rest of the New Testament has it but 19 times. Unquote. Paul favors calling Jesus by the name, Jesus Christ our Lord. And this week, we will learn of what his name means to us, so that when we read Paul, Jesus Christ our Lord, what does that mean to you and to me? I hope that you will worship Jesus with me, and I also hope that you will join me tomorrow for the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.